Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday morning. It's the first Monday of January 2025. It's just like the first one of the year, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all back. Everybody made it. We all made it through. We survived the holidays.
You thought we wouldn't?
You never know, Vin. I mean, things happen.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. You never know. But no, everything seems fine. Knock wood. So far, so good. 2025. Seriously, 2024 was such an S show that I am just ready for just a smooth year. Can we just have a smooth year
where
like no
it's
crazy
be
stuff
happens?
Okay.
I see good things ahead.
You know what? So I'll jump on Vinny's boat.
That's good energy, everyone. Let's
just jump
do this.
On that.
I'm excited for it all.
So good.
I don't know how you referred to that. Was that an S show? Is that what you said?
The S show, yeah. The S storm.
Yeah, leave it behind us.
Just right. It's in the rear view. What am I doing? Why do I have to go back and focus on that?
I don't know. Why do you?
I don't know. Just constant reminders of it. No idea. All I know is there is nothing like the 2-week stay-at-home vacation. There's just nothing like it.
Agreed.
There's nothing like it. My schedule's completely shot. I've been staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 11 in the morning every day. It's been awesome.
I didn't go quite that crazy, but I did definitely.
How much sleep did you get last night?
Very little. And very little the night before because I tried to start getting myself. In fact, I got less sleep the night before last.
Oh.
All I had to do was get up and go surfing.
Yeah.
And yet there I was awake going, wow, this is dumb. There's not even a reason to be grinding on anything.
And yet there it is. It's like.
Comes with the job.
It does.
It's just part of it. We care.
Deeply.
A lot.
Sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's.
Yeah. So Christmas highlights. Is there any New Year's highlights? Whatever. What are the things?
Well,
what are the things we need
all,
to get to?
First of all, you and I both stayed home. Somebody around here.
Did the world tour.
Yeah.
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 With
By the
Charlotte
way, I got to say this.
Yeah.
And I know you're not a creepy uncle. I know you're not. But the Dominic the Donkey video with you with the crazy kids all over you and you just looking into the camera. So it's like the funniest. It's charming, but it's like if you didn't know Maddie, you'd be like, oh my God, that guy's a creepy uncle.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was
charming and sweet because we know you.
Well, my nephews and I, that's the last couple of years when, you know, we're up for Christmas morning and they're waiting for presents and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the song we put on Dominic and sing along. And that was.
And we only just found out about Dominic the Donkey, right? And But Vinny, you said that your mom was like, oh, yeah, that's fully a hit song.
My mom knows it and it's a hit at my house now.
Never heard of it.
So,
oh, so
it will forever be part of our Christmases.
Well, it was definitely part of Maddie's Christmas and he and his nephews are singing it. And it's just so funny because I was watching. I'm like, oh, my God, look how cute this is. It's so cute. You know how my kids used to call you Uncle Boogerhead when you were
yeah
when they were
yeah.
little? one of them goes, "That's creepy."
Aww.
I was like, aww. Is it? So I watched it again, like through his eyes. I'm like, nah, this guy's a little bit creepy.
I don't think I watched it. I'm pretty sure I saw the post you're talking about, but I don't always
get
to.
It's just in the three of us thread. Yeah. It's fine. You'll watch it now, but watch it, you know, through the eyes of the Uncle Burgerhead kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's just really funny, but very, very charming. Okay, so you start by going, is that your brother or your sister's kids?
My sister.
Okay.
So my sister and my brother came down and my stepmother.
So this is on the East Coast.
Charlotte.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Did 4 days there. Went to see some hockey, AAA hockey.
Great.
Just had a great time. My nephews, and I just adore them. I can't get enough of them, as you can tell.
The Christmas magic is with children, so there's no question that being around family and kids is where it's at.
That's where the magic is.
And I was gifted some money to take a flight after that to Kona.
Oh, nice.
I had a friend that had a place in Kona for me.
I was going to say that, man. He's had some struggles and some things. He's like, times are a little tight. The guy with times a little tight was a world traveler and got more places than any of us, probably.
Incredible. Did a world
tour.
That's
cool. So you got a free place to stay?
Yeah.
Nice.
He took advantage of it.
And unfortunately, Vin, the waves are so big, the beaches were closed almost every day I was there, which was fine. There was a pool. I was by the ocean. It was fine.
We had some of that here, too.
Did we?
Oh, gosh. Oh, you didn't hear about the pier, the wharf falling
into
the...
I watched that happen, but I thought that was just part of a storm. Was that like the...
The storm was the surf and also the heavy weather, but so it wasn't good surf.
No, I wondered if you went down and watched that.
I was out that day right there.
Oh, my God.
Like, the wharf has a little...
Like a little offshoot.
It's not a cove. It's too big to be a cove, but it's where the wharf sticks out is this little kind of covey thing.
Okay. Little inlet.
Yeah. Yes. And so often the swells that run down from the point there where the lighthouse is, they run along the coast and hit that wharf.
Okay.
Like the wharf sticks out and... So the little inlet there is where beginners learn to surf.
Okay.
It's like the waves don't really sweep around that corner very well. And so most of that power hits the wharf.
Got it.
Goes right past that cove and so I was out on that corner surfing 2 hours before that thing fell.
Oh my God.
And it was big, but it wasn't that good. And so I went home just kind of like winded.
Right. It just looked not that satisfied. There were just a couple people on it because they knew what was going to happen.
I don't know that they knew that was going to happen in that moment, but they knew that thing was very unsafe.
Right.
And the people who broke off on the wharf apparently were the workers trying to determine how much longer that wharf had.
Right.
When they found out.
They found zero.
Zero.
The countdown reached zero.
And that
while
wharf,
they were on it.
But what's so there's that... Remember I told you when I proposed to Christina, I went down near my house to this little cliff spot. And
yes.
The wharf ended up at that cliff, right in that river mouth. That's
it
right where I live.
It drifted over.
It drifted and ended up parked there.
It did. Once it was in the water, it did sort of have like some flotation. Like it fully looked like a rafty boat.
So more than once I was sitting there looking at the sunrise and people were coming around going, "Do you know where the bathroom ended up? I want to take a look at that."
Ew. Why? Yeah,
it's garbage that broke off the wharf and floated to the river mouth right there. And they need, a selfie with it. I don't know. It was very strange. It became a tourist attraction.
Well, people, it's like the thing you can't look away from. It was fascinating. I watched that video a bunch of times, just like, oh my God, how crazy to be on that section. They all lived, right? Three dudes or whatever who were on there.
Yes. I mean, you could swim in from there for sure, but
but the waves were just as big in Hawaii and
back to Hawaii.
But I like to watch surfing, and it was great watching some of the guys out there.
Oh,
on the big
I'm sure.
Waves. But the
was on the Big Island though.
Yeah, I was on the Big Island.
Okay,
which doesn't have a lot of beaches to begin with.
Right.
The
Big Island is so strange. It's like the being on the moon with all the lava.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's
well on the one side, and then on the other side, it's just pouring all day.
We didn't travel much.
We did the helicopter thing. You can see that, like, this side's green, this side is Mars.
Right.
Or lava. It's volcano.
But if you're on a budget, it's the island to go to. Like, groceries are literally the same as here on the Big Island. And, actually buy a place there for less than you can buy a place in California.
Oh, jeez.
So did you make any friends there?
Yeah.
I met one. I did a lot of just sitting and reading. And a couple of times I walked down to the resort near there that I would walk down and kind of just pretend I was staying at the resort for a couple of days. And I met some folks from Alameda, actually.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting off the...
What's up, Alameda?
Getting off the elevator. I got a social...
Making friends there.
Yeah, I got a Social D shirt on. And this guy walks up and he's like, Social D, I grew up on them. And he's wearing a Lucky 13 shirt, which is from Alameda. It's a bar in Alameda. And I'm like... Hey,
Are you from Alameda?
Yeah, I'm from Alameda. Yeah.
You have new friends.
Bruce. Yeah, I don't know about new friends.
Yeah.
It was a little
just people.
You know, when people meet you when they're drunk, they're really nice, and then you'll never hear from them again, which was fine. I'm not out to make new
friends. Well, also, you're a drunk guy. You don't need drunks in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that Bruce is a drunk.
No,
not that he's a drunk. He's in Hawaii. He's having fun.
Geez.
You know, it's not that big a deal.
Good morning, Bruce.
No.
Hey, Bruce. Let's try January, shall we?
Yeah.
How just about see if you can do it?
How about? I mean, at some point we got to talk about New Year's Eve because that was some. There was a crazy thing that happened at your place.
There was a crazy thing. I didn't know if this would come up or not.
It happened at your place? What are you talking about?
So I had a small New Year's Eve party. We were going to do a bar crawl, and they're expensive, and you're out, and you go to the same bars, and it's just, let's just go to my house.
I don't remember turning down an invite to your New Year's Eve party.
Because I did it like that, literally like that Friday.
I'm teasing you. Come on. Well, you know I'm not going to come out there.
You know, I think I was talking to your wife a lot. Did you guys wind up getting lobster rolls?
No, we did have lobster twice, though.
Oh, boy. Oh, really?
And she wanted the king crab legs one of the times, but Costco was out. And so it was lobster roll or
go slower.
Lobster tails. I know you love them. Tell me this party thing, though. Come on.
Oh, all right.
Let's hear it.
It was one of the most shocking things I've heard somebody admit to in a long time.
It was just a weird... It was not that shocking.
It was shocking.
What did you admit to?
Not I.
Oh, it's you.
It was not.
It's not her.
But it was... It was abrupt. And it was... At first, I'm like, she's kidding.
Yeah.
And then she starts... And we're all like, ah. And she's like, no, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm like, she's not kidding.
No,
what is it?
One of my friends,
I'll let you say
who shall remain nameless, said that she never goes to Target without stealing something. In the self-checkout.
This is somebody who's got tons of money.
Yep.
Can afford anything.
Yep.
And
she goes, my daughters said.
Oh, I know who it is.
Don't say that. No, it isn't. It's not that lady. It's not. I have a lot of friends with daughters.
Well,
hold on. He's going to write down the name.
Okay. So she not only said she does
absolutely not.
But she does this all the time.
Yes.
Every time she goes to
Target.
And then asks the room, hasn't everybody done this? And like nobody raised their hand.
And everyone was like, we don't even know you. How is this possible?
I just was flabbergasted.
I know.
Like, wow.
First of all.
Every time you have a problem.
Right? I'm like, do you also steal things every time you come over my house? Like, it was such a weird thing. So she's like, and then she starts talking about technique. Like, well, here's how you do it. You take two hands, you pick up two things, you scan one, you put both of them down in the bagging area. You have to put, they have to land at the same exact moment.
This is in the self-checkout.
So she does
this
it in
self-checkout.
This is why
self-checkout's going to go away because they're losing a fortune.
It's a victimless crime. I'm like, no, we're all the victims. We're the victims of this.
She was adamant. This is a victimless crime. This is a victim. It's not bad. I do it. Doesn't everybody do it? Like, it was like, no.
Like, no.
No, we don't.
100% nobody else does this.
Out of that room, I'd be probably the only person who would need to steal anything from Target, and I wouldn't do it. So it was just kind of kooky. And
it was just the funniest thing. And it just, like, Maddie was just, you just, like, fixated on it. It was fine. It was absolutely fixatable on a bowl. But you were just like, your eyes went huge. You're all like, what? And it was just, and I go, what are you doing to my friend? I'm like, A, don't ever tell anyone else this. B, stop doing it. C, you're effed. I have a radio show and that's my producer. And Vinny is going to, unbelievably, Vinny has not twisted our arm to get a name out of us, which we,
I'm not
going to say it.
I will not, but I.
But it's a close friend.
It was.
I was like, where is this coming from? And then she starts doing the walk back like, nah, I'm only kidding.
You know, first of all, I don't think I have to admit this again for the millionth time, but I will anyway. I used to steal crap when I was a kid.
When you're a kid.
A kid.
When I was a kid, they wouldn't sell me alcohol, so I stole it.
Well, that was not the same as I'm going to steal something I literally can pay for and do not need.
Every time she goes. She said she goes 3 or 4 times a week.
Ugh. And listen, I'm not happy because I was brought up to do the right things and taught right from wrong and all the stuff. So I had this little anarchy thing going on in my head where, you know, if you don't want me to do it, stop me, which is stupid. It's immature. Yes. It's pathetic. And yet that was the way I was living for a minute there. I've gotten so upset lately watching how many people steal from all these brick and mortar stores that were already going away.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten to the point where we're going to have no place to shop.
The only thing is going to be Amazon.
These places are truly leaving locations because
flash
of the theft. They just don't have the staff to fight these people. So they just go, all right, take what you want, but we're going out of business in this location.
Right.
Bye.
I know.
And I just am bummed. Like, it's such a bummer. Do I care about Target per se? Not really. I don't stock. I don't have anybody that works there. I still think it sucks if Target decides, and it's not over the gum or the candy or
it's
a character flaw that you think that you're just going, no, this is okay. Victimless crime. What?
I know. I'm like, that is, it's not, well, and it's just hard to know how to, like, this is someone I really like. It's like a really good friend. And yet I'm like, you're a thief. I think I called her a thief a bunch of times, like all night long. I'm like, all right, thief. All right, clipped out.
Wow, that is funny.
Well, it was just such an odd admission. Anyway, but that was a super fun jam because I think I told you about this, John, we've done a couple things with these people from the Mother Truckers.
Yes.
Mother Truckers. The guitar player, Josh, is like just a monster. He's like, you can't even believe it. And he's in a cover, he's in a band called AZDZ. Which is like obviously an AC/DC tribute band.
Right.
And he's just like he is not just a note for note guy, but like, I mean, just so incredibly talented. Like we played a bunch. So they came over, we had a big jam, which Maddie hates. So he took off at 9, but also it was, you know,
well, and I ended up on the roof of my apartment building. There was a giant, everybody from the building decided to go up to the roof at midnight, which was awesome, by the way.
And, oh my God, fun.
Yeah, shout out to the Alameda PD who live in my building. And
well, I'm always psyched that you made the effort and that you get your ass all the way over to my house.
And I got a good story. I mean, I go to a party. I always like to get one thing that's like a topical thing from there, and then I feel I can go. She gave us that early.
Yeah,
that was great. It got me out of there by 9:30.
Let me put that in my pocket and get out of there. Right.
We have the McCutcheons over every New Year's, and our families love each other, and it's always super fun. And one of the best parts of it is we watch the ball drop at 9. Everyone goes home.
Yeah.
And they drink, and my wife drinks. But everyone tries to keep it cool, you know, not necessarily like they're drinking, but they just try not to.
They try not to get sloppy on you.
We missed entirely the 9 o'clock, like drop.
Oh, no.
Because we were eating late and there was lobsters and there was fun being had. And it was all good. And then all of a sudden I realized we missed the ball drop. And everyone goes, rally to midnight. And I went, oh, no.
Oh, poor Vinny. They were having so much fun. They wanted to stay. Oh, so did you make it?
I made it to midnight. We watched that ball drop, and I was like, goodbye, everybody. How late did you stay up?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We rocked the F out. It was great. We had a great night.
You sounded great, by the way.
The jam was super fun.
You were surrounded by great musicians.
Oh my God. It was just, you know, Sarah's dream. I'm like, oh, we're having a jam on New Year's Eve. I am so there. Oh, it's at my house.
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen?
Oh, so good. It was just great.
I'm sure John had, you know, gone through and...
Oh, it was all laid out. He had the iPads up for everybody.
Everybody can, grab the lyrics. We had the double thing, put all the lyrics up on the big screen. It's great. Everyone's singing. Super, super fun.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Hope you had great Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.